You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, we got the state, we got the national, man. We cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, listen, let me jump over. It's been kind of heavy lately, you know what I'm saying? It's been kind of serious. As we've moved through the topics lately, I mean, drag queen story hours and election results and polls and who's winning and what are we doing, economy, crime, yada, yada. And I thought, you know what? There's been a great deal of information in the news lately. All the polls and the speeches of the pundits. I want to talk about something else for a minute. I mean, the election is upon us. Everybody who cares about politics, even just a little bit, has an opinion. Even those who don't care about politics, not even a little bit, even they have opinions. We're told what the major issues are. Democrats are just sure the whole world knows that democracy is on the ballot. Abortion is a right. January 6th was nearly the end of the world. Whatever. Republicans, we know the economy with its out-of-control inflation is the number one issue, followed closely by crime and public safety, the southern border, energy independence, ending woke policies that threaten our kids, their education, our way of life. Okay, like I said, been kind of heavy in the news lately. All of that has been said over and over again now for months. Both sides have preached and pitched and laid it on thick and making the case for why or why not to vote for certain candidates in certain positions. But there's one issue. Hear me on this. There's one issue that's being avoided. One issue that I feel certain is on everybody's mind this very day. It's fresh. It's wreaking havoc. It's causing people to lose sleep in nearly every state in this great nation. In my opinion, any political candidate from any party who can captivate his or her audience with a plan to fully and effectively, once and for all, address this issue that plagues our nation, I feel certain that candidate will resonate with voters and see a surge in last-minute polling that, you know, could impact their race. Pray tell, Phil, what major issue is this? What have we been missing that you've identified that could change the tide for candidates? I'll tell you. And you're going to agree. Here it is. Put an end to daylight savings time. That's it. That's my thing. At this moment, scores of you are listening, and you literally agreed with me out loud just now, didn't you? Boomer just threw his hands up in the air. You know the deal, man. Admit it. Just last night, I looked out at the darkness outside my window and glanced back at my watch multiple times trying to make it make sense. I was like a hog looking at a wristwatch, just grunting and squealing and gaining nothing from it. I despise changing the clocks, especially in the fall. It just wrecks my sense of timing. Last night, Charlene and I drove back from an out-of-town funeral, and we stopped for an early dinner at Cracker Barrel. We got there a little before 5. We left at 5:45. It felt like daggum midnight. Why does the greatest nation on the face of the earth intentionally inflict physical and emotional distress upon itself like this on an annual basis? I do not know. I will never forget when Charlene and I were newlyweds. It came the Sunday morning after the big clock switch one spring, and we apparently got it all wrong. So to make it worse, her parents got it wrong as well. I don't recall which one of us told the other, but the bottom line is our two households were as wacky that Sunday as a screen door in a submarine. And yes, you guessed it, we showed up for church 2 hours early. Don't ask me how. Once we realized we'd gotten it all wrong, we decided to go out for breakfast, and then we actually wound up being late getting back to the service. Go figure. But one of the worst, though, one of the worst is when my home church growing up, that was Whitesburg Baptist Church up in Huntsville, my home church decided that none of the church members should change their clocks until after the Sunday service. I remember the pastor announcing that the week before, and I thought, man, this is not going to go well. And I'm pretty sure the Methodists, the Episcopals, and the Presbyterians all beat us to the Sunday buffets, and as you can imagine, that never happened again. So why do we do this? Most folks think daylight savings time was actually dreamed up and enacted to give farmers an extra hour of sunlight to work their fields, but according to the History Channel, that's not true. In fact, in reviewing for today, it appears that farmers have long been opposed to springing forward and falling back because it throws off their usual harvesting schedules. The real reason for daylight savings time is apparently all based around energy conservation, and a desire to match daylight hours to the times when most people are awake. Huh. Go figure. But it appears now that not a lot of energy is actually being saved. So daylight savings time kicked off in the late 1800s. That was when the idea sprang up, but nothing much was done until World War I when a one-hour shift on the clocks was implemented to help with energy conservation. Okay, that was 100 years ago. Yes, and in 1919, that one-hour shift was repealed, only to have it re-implemented in World War II. After World War II, some states kept it while others abandoned it, which must have been a whole lot of fun if you were riding the train across state lines. It wasn't until 1966, when Congress passed the Uniform Time Act, that daylight savings time became a ritual, an annual bloodletting, in my opinion, a passage of time from one self-inflicted wound to the other. Well, today, daylight savings time is used in dozens of countries across the globe, but it remains controversial. Most studies show its energy savings are just negligible. And some have even found the costs are higher, since people in hot climates are more apt to use their air conditioners in daytime. Meanwhile, Hawaii and Arizona, they just opted out altogether. They don't even do it. Go figure. But take heart. If you're like me and it takes extra caffeine and a week of eye-rubbing wake-ups to get normalized, there may be relief on the way. You see, earlier this very year, 2022, the U.S. Senate, in a rare instance of true bipartisanship, unanimously passed the Sunshine Protection Act. It was sponsored by Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Democrat Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. It sits now waiting since last spring for House action. I have no idea what Pelosi's been waiting on. Maybe she's too busy fending off her husband's scandals or trying to get Trump to testify before the January 6th commission. No less than 20 states have taken some form of action, but it remains a federal law, so it will take Congress to actually make it work. But in any event, we are literally just one congressional agenda away from possibly seeing the end of the thing that has destroyed more good night's sleep, made more people late for work, and caused more people to stare at their watches while simultaneously asking friends and family, what time is it right now? This can't be right. So if you see a candidate for public office today or tomorrow, ask them, would you be willing to put an end to daylight savings times? I guarantee you it will get a visceral reaction. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. I told you it's an important topic. Boomers agreeing. I guarantee I didn't even look at the text string while I was talking, but I guarantee you there's some text coming in. But don't you think, I mean, get rid of daylight savings time. Can we please have our sunshine back? I want to go home in the daylight. Thank you very much. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Talk about what's important. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Man, I'm telling you right now, Boomer, I'm not sure we've ever had that many text messages come in on a monologue.
We just had a slew.
That's right. Just like inundated.
Yes. You know,
people saying things like awesome. Paul from Athens says he hates the time change. It cuts down on his ability to spend time rehabbing his VW.
A couple people said they were late for church.
He's restoring a VW. I'm sorry. Yeah. Allie from Athens was late apparently to church. Who else? Tracy from Aston says, this is why we love y'all. And thank you, Tracy. We appreciate that. I got an amazing text. Oh, wait. Hang on a second. What was this one? Oh, this was a picture I got. Who was this from? This was from Bama, from Grant. No, is it Bama Grant? What's the name there? It doesn't matter. Bama, you know who you are. Anyway, it's Grant. Okay. Grant. Anyway, he sent a picture of Stonehenge. And he said, with workers, and he says, it was a busy night at Stonehenge this Sunday as the staff worked all night to move the stones back 1 hour. I like it. And then, where'd my text go from Amanda? All right, Amanda from Decatur. And this is a great, I mean, I love this. This is why I do this. So, Amanda, first of all, shout out to you. Thanks for what you do. I'm not going to say where you work because I don't want to, take a chance on somebody not liking the fact that I'm giving you a shout out on the air. But Amanda has the radio on at work, and she says she's been telling all her coworkers to listen to the show and listen to 92.5, which is our Huntsville affiliate. And she says today she went around telling her teammates, you've got to vote. You've got to vote tomorrow, trying to light a fire under them. She said that several of them just kind of told her they didn't see any point in voting. And so she said literally she got on her soapbox. Almost got in tears, she said, like preachers preaching politics to a group of non-believers because we've all been beaten down by Democrats. She said, I couldn't believe my own ears. But she went on to say, though, that she told them, and she told them with a passion. And she also said that, you know, they ought to listen to the show. And I really appreciate that, Amanda. And she also says, and I love this, she has a 91-year-old neighbor who got her hooked on listening to 92.5 while she's at work and all, and she takes her to vote. And this tomorrow will be the third year in a row they've gone to vote together. So anyway, Amanda, thank you. You are why we do what we do. That's just awesome. We also, by the way, sent out a poll. Oh, I see some results still coming in, Brother Boomer. You got to update the sheet, man. Update the sheet. Anyway, we sent out a poll this morning asking our listeners on the text line, if you're in the system, we won't do it to you very often because we want to, you know, not take advantage of the situation. But we sent out a request. Tell us what you think is the race that is the most interesting to you. Which one are you watching? Like around the nation. Oh man, I'm telling you, we got a ton back, and it. I mean, like we had to have. We're well over 100 responses. Boomer, am I right in saying that? Easily, yeah. So folks are texting back, and it's not surprising. And I'll give you the results here later in the show. You still got time if you haven't answered that text yet to go ahead and send it. We'll add it to the queue. But man, I mean, I love the fact that our audience is so engaged.
It is awesome, and not only that, I mean, our podcast flew up this week. This weekend, and it's
the pretty, podcast.
Yeah, and you know what? Okay, so California, just for the month of November, all right? Well, I'm just, you know, just these past 7 days. No, you know, California's still number two.
Yeah.
But a very close second is Washington, the state.
Washington State.
Yeah, and then very close right after that is Virginia.
We are doing ministry in a foreign land.
We are. I mean, I looked at that. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, but what you told me right before the show, we literally saw almost triple the amount of downloads this weekend than normal, didn't we?
Yes. I mean, we've had like triple or quadruple the amount of downloads this weekend.
So where are we at right now?
We are not even 100 away from 92,000.
We were just at like 90 on Friday, weren't we?
Yeah.
Man, this is...
It's just awesome.
It is awesome. Y'all are awesome.
Y'all are awesome.
We got the best audience, I'm telling you. Oh my gosh. Well, listen, we're going to talk politics today, though. I'm going to tell you, tomorrow's a big doings, y'all. Just tell your... Tell your friends and your family, tomorrow is big doings. There's the words from Right Side Radio. Phil said, tomorrow's big doings. Yes, it is. I feel like this, more than any election I've seen in recent memory, is a reckoning. This is not just an election to see who you want to have govern. This is a reckoning. This is a repudiation. This is like literally saying, all right, now you ticked me off, and I'm going to the polls. That's the way it feels to me. It feels like there is a passion, which I guess leads into the first part of the triple dipper now that I think about it, the enthusiasm gap. We'll talk about that in a minute. But yeah, folks, send in your responses on that poll that we sent out by text. If you haven't answered yet, we'll add it to the numbers. In the meantime, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.